So we know that today there are sheets going around. Now today is Yom Ha'atzmaut, the day in which we celebrate the Hakamas HaMadina, the establishment of the state of Israel. And I will say it's important to understand, you know, and we know, unfortunately, I always find that this day gets shrouded in so much, it's just like controversy, you know, about how to celebrate it, what are you celebrating, should you celebrate it? And so I just want to frame a little bit for the day, what it is that we're celebrating. Because like I always say, whatever you choose to do, Hallel, no Hallel, you know, Yom Tov, nothing, whatever it is, on a hashkafic level, on a theological level, it is important to appreciate the incredible miracle that occurred on this day. And in your own unique personal way, to give Shevach and Todah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because they're both saying, it is a miraculous day. It is an absolute miraculous day. And if you don't hear the footsteps of Mashiach on a day like this, I think a person, Mamish, has to have their hearing checked. Because something dramatic is occurring. The nature of that drama, whether it's the beginning of Geula, whether it's already, like Rav Tziu, the HaKohen Cook writes, you know, people call the Hakamas HaMadina Schalta de Geula, the beginning of Geula. He fundamentally disagrees with that. He says the Geula started way before the establishment of the state. The state is another piece in it. So, okay, whether the establishment of the state is a Schalta de Geula, some already further step along in the Geula, or maybe it's not the beginning of the Geula. Maybe not. The person is entitled to feel that way also. Even if you hold that it's not a part of messianic redemption, which, again, I personally disagree with, but even if you hold that way, it's still something magnificently amazing. So I think that no matter how you go out and you look at it, something amazing happened on this day. So I want to share with you an incredible and beautiful idea by Rav Ariel. Rav Yaakov Ariel is the Rav HaRashi. He's occupied many important positions in the religious Zionist movement. The last one is he is currently the chief rabbi of Petach Tikva. And he wrote a number of sefarim. He has a beautiful sefer called Me'ole HaTorah, which actually has essays on the parasha, which is magnificent. And he has a piece on Yom Ha'atzmaut, and I want to share it with you quickly. He quotes the Gemara Maseches Brachos. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ezu ben Olam Haba. Who is a ben Olam Haba? Ze Asomich Geula L'Tfila Shel Arvis. Rabbi Yoshua Amar Tfilos Be'em Sam Tiknu. B'may Kamiflegi. Rabbi Yochanan Savar Geula Me'arta Nami Havi. Ela Geula Ma'al Yosa Lo Havia Ela Atzafra. Rabbi Yoshua Ben Levi Savar Kevin Lo Havia Ela Mitzafra Lo Havia Geula Ma'al Yosa. So we'll say, listen to this. Fundamental machlokes, ultimately again between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yoshua about Geula in Ma'ariv. Geula in Ma'ariv. Is there a din of smichas Geula l'tfila by Ma'ariv? Everyone agrees that in Shachris, the smichas Geula l'tfila. You have to say Gal Yisrael, and you're not supposed to interrupt, you're supposed to go right into Shemona Esrei. Is there a din, is there an obligation of smichas Geula l'tfila by Ma'ariv? So ultimately, you know, Rabbi Yochanan says yes, that who is a ben olam haba? One who is somich geula l'tfila, not just in Shachris, but ultimately again in Ma'ariv as well. Right? So what are so Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi seems to disagree with that. So says the Gemara, ultimately again, what are they arguing about? So ultimately Rabbi Yochanan holds, there's geula at night and there's geula by day. Everyone agrees that the geula by day is a stronger geula. Right? Everyone agrees with that. But there's still geula at night. Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi says, at the end of the day, if you hold that the better geula is by day, then that's really the only geula. There's no real geula at night. So just to understand what they're arguing halachically, is in Ma'ariv we say the bracha of Gal Yisrael, but what? We don't go right into Shemona Esrei after that, right? Remember again, even in Eretz Yisrael, you have what? Hashkiveinu, and in Chutz La'aretz you have Baruch Hashem Le'olam. So we're not juxtaposing. So what's happening over here? So Rabbi Yochanan is saying that even though there's an interruption between Gal Yisrael and Shemona Esrei, that's still called Smichas Geula L'Tfila even at night. It's just that the morning has a stronger Smichas Geula L'Tfila. The morning has a stronger juxtaposition of redemption to Tfila. But redemption to Tfila applies both by morning and by night. Whereas Rabbi Shimon Levi says, no, either it's juxtaposed or it's not juxtaposed. Therefore, Smichas Geula L'Tfila applies by day, doesn't apply by night. So says Rav Ariel something so beautiful. Kotev machlochos machloksam. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Na'utz biyachso shel adam ha-ma'amin le'talichei geula sh'adayin lo'hushlumo. And we'll say, what are they really arguing about? They're arguing about embryonic geula. That what happens when geula has not fully matured, when geula has not yet fully come about. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Savar, Shirak Geula Shlema Nechsheves LeGeula. Rabbi Yeshua holds that Geula is only a fully baked process. Right? If it's not Shalim, then it's not Geula. Rak BeGeulas Yom, Kishahar Kavar Zorech B'Niluo. It is only a Geula of the day, where the sun shines bright, where the Geula is unequivocally clear. That's called Geula. Kishabar lo Adam Shachi Nigalagamri. Ra'i lahasmich geula l'tfila. Ula hodos la'ashem al yishu'asa va'al hatzalasa. They will say, when is there a din smichas geula l'tfila? When is there a din ultimately, again, of juxtaposing ga'al Yisrael, ultimately to Shmor Esrei? When do we thank Hashem for geula? Only when geula is complete. When is geula complete? By day. Only in the daytime. I will say, what does daytime represent? Daytime represents a time of clarity. Daytime represents a time of unambiguity. Daytime represents a time of unequivocal geula. When there's unequivocal geula, that's when you somech geula l'tfila. That's when you thank Hashem for geula. But at night, lefnekein, ein adain makom l'tfila. Beforehand, when it's night, although you know there's geula somewhere, you don't give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that kind of geula. The only goal, the only redemption we thank God for is Geula Bayom. A Geula that is clear and unequivocal. Rabbi Yochanan holds, Shegam Geulas Laila, Afa Pi Shadayin Lo Hushlama, She'en Hi Berura, She'adayin Lota Ba'afela, Af Hi Geula. Rabbi Yochanan on the other hand holds that what? Even nighttime Geula Rabosai, which is a bit ambiguous, which is a bit amorphous, which is a bit still unrefined, you still give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that geula as well. Yesh lahodos ala avar ulitzapos la'asid. You have to give thanks for the past and to look forward to the future. Ulevakish me'ashem shiyamshich es atalich ad hashlamos amaleya. So says Rav Ariel. Ha'alocha nifsekes k'Rabbi Yochanan. We'll say, how do we paskin? We pass like Rabbi Yochanan. Shagam geulas halayla roi lahasmich latfila. We'll say, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan. And therefore, even at night by Mariv, we are somech geula litfila. The bracha of Gal Yisrael, we say in the brachos after Shema, Elisha geulas halayla geula arichti. We will say something very interesting. Yet we say Gal Yisrael by Ma'ariv, but then we have Hashkivenu. So the Ritva already comments on this, right? The Ritva says, I don't understand. How can you say that it's somech geula litfila if what? If what? If you have an interrupting paragraph to which the Ritva says it's called geula arichta. Sometimes geula is quick and immediate. Sometimes the juxtaposition is clear and apparent. And other times, it's an elongated process. The geula of the nighttime begins with Gaal Yisrael, goes into Hashkivenu. And guess what they're both saying? For us in Chutz La'aretz, it then goes into what? Baruch Hashem li'olam, amen v'amen. It's called the geula arichta. It's called an elongated, prolonged geula. Ela shemosifin bracha acheres. Vahaser me'alenu oyev, vahaser satan milafanilu macharenu. Ein bebakashos elu kidei listeres berachas hagulus alefneyen. Zut chunasa shal geulas halayla. Shi geula arichta, arucha mumushaches hi. Hadragis viitis, yesh pa'alios viiridos, satan milafanimu me'achar, cherev v'oyev me'atstadin. Va'afa pikein, bederech hageula bederech hateva, Hibiachas legalos shalafanel. Shabbos says such an incredible idea. We pass like Rabbi Yochanan, right? That there is geula at night time, but geula at night looks very different than geula by day. Geula by day is clear. Geula by day is immediate. Geula by day is unequivocal. Geula at night time is geula arichta. It's a longer geula, and that geula sometimes is exceptionally terminal. V'haser me'alenu ko oyev v'orev v'listin v'chayos ros. Right? U'mechomene pyornos ha'misrak shos lavo la'olam. There's a lot of difficulty. There's a lot of challenges, but it's still called geula. Hakomodin. Skip down a little bit. He says, mikan ve'elech. Skip to the last paragraph just because of time. He says, geulas halayla ha'itis v'hadargodis. Mechayeves ma'ameitz gadol yoseh mitzidenu. Ma'ameitz gufenu v'gam nafshi aleinu lif'ol kibemo yadenu l'kidum gulasenu. V'liros b'chozos es hazera l'kisa mechavenas. So we'll say, so again, just to kind of pull this together. Rav Ariel says something so beautiful. What are we celebrating on Yom HaTzmaut? What are we celebrating? Rav Ariel says, it is not the geula by day. It's not. It's not the geula. It's not the smichas geula tefillah of shachris. Right? It's not. Right? The modern day state of Israel has many, many, many imperfections, has many challenges associated with it. So it's not the Geula by day. The Geula by day is Mashiach. The Geula by day, I will say, to be honest, it's not a democracy, it's a theocracy. The Geula by day ultimately is a Beis HaMikdash. The Geula by day is an Eretz Yisrael that has Kiddushin every corner of it. Right? The Geula by day, I will say, has so many different features to it. We yearn and we pine for that day. But just because we don't have a Geula by day, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, which says that what? There's Smichas Geula Tefila by Mayriv as well. And the Geula of Mayriv, Rabosai, is very different than the Geula by Shachris. The Geula by Shachris is clear, it's unequivocal, and it's undisputable. The Geula, the Smichas Geula Tefila by Mayriv, is long and protracted. You say Gal Yisrael, and then you say Ashkivenu, and you say Baruch Hashem Le'olam. There are ups and there are downs, there are peaks and there are valleys, there's Kiddushan, there's imperfections, there's a variety of different things. But just because it's a Geula Richta doesn't mean it's not Geula. And I'm going to say, positive Ariel, that's what we celebrate ultimately again on Yom HaTzmaut. We celebrate the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us after 2,000 years of diaspora, autonomy and shlita over our land. Is it perfect? Well, to be clear, the land is perfect. Eretz Yisrael is always perfect, and it always has been perfect. So again, the people aren't perfect, because Jews aren't perfect. The construct of a Medina is not perfect, and it presents many challenges religiously and theologically. We know that. But just because it has problems does not mean that ultimately it's not part of the Geula. It's not the daytime Geula. It's the Geula of Mayriv. It's the Geula Arichta, but it's Geula nevertheless. Shechyanu v'kimanu v'higyanu, that we are privileged to live in times where at least we can say, okay, I'm not get up to the Geula by day, but I am most certainly living in the Geula of Mayriv. We've at least reached the Geula of Mayriv, Rabosai. And to be able to say that we live in the Geula of Mayriv, which is the Geula Arichta, a longer prolonged Geula with many different challenges, is in and of itself an incredible and unimaginable zechus. May we be zochei mitzvah, Rabosai, over the course of this day, to give shevach and hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabosai, like I always say, however you want to do that, you want to say hello with us, you can say hello with us. You want to go ahead and storm out, you can storm out. Mm-hmm. But just when you storm out, say a few kapit l'chav tilim while you're taking off your tefillin. I love the things that people choose to make principled stances on. Always very interesting to see. But okay, whatever you do, we love everyone. We love everyone. So whatever you're going to do, do it with hatzlacha. But just make sure you say it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not going to say hello with a bracha, because I'm very makbid on every single word that comes out of my mouth. And therefore, again, I don't want to say hello with a bracha. Okay, good. I'm such a hakpada like that. So therefore, again, but I'm going to use that koach hadibur ultimately to go ahead and thank you for the geulas laila. Thank you for Mayriv. Thank you for the geula richta. Thank you for giving me a beautiful, magnificent homeland that I could come home to, that I could visit. Thank you for allowing me to kiss the stones of the Kotel. Thank you for allowing me, whatever you love about Israel, to go and learn in the base medrash of the Mir. Thank you for allowing me to go ahead and see the beautiful desert that's come to life. Thank you for allowing me to go to the beautiful north. Thank you for allowing me to see the magnificent south. Thank you for allowing me to go to Chevron, to Tzvas, to Tveria, whatever it is, for swimming in the Kinneret or for immersing in the mikvah of the Arizal, whatever it is that you love about Eretz Yisrael, there's so much to love. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for allowing me to live in a time where I get to see the Geulas Laila. And in the Zuchus of being a part of this nighttime Geula, Rabosai, may we be zochei mi'aretz Hashem to see the Geula Bayom, the Smichas Geula, the Tefillah of Shachris, with the coming of Mashiach, Mehera B'Yameinu. Amen.